Welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Monday morning, July 15th, 2024, and we have a lineup of blockchain and Web3 technologies headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Jump.Trade is all set to release the Web3 analysis and forecast market on Oasis Protocol. Jump.Trade is set to release the Web3 analysis and forecast market on Oasis Protocol. Partnering with Oasis, SoccerSage, a decentralized platform dedicated to soccer, aims to attract global Web3 enthusiasts. The platform will offer friendly experiences and entertainment for players in the Web3 gaming space. The technology's adoption in various sectors and the surge in cryptocurrency price movements have set the stage for this collaboration. SoccerSage, built on the Oasis blockchain, will provide decentralized analytics and predictions for soccer matches. The platform will offer a seamless user experience and enhanced transparency, crucial for the industry's growth. Socceroo Protocol, projected to reach $182 billion by 2030, aims to revolutionize the soccer analysis and prediction industry by enabling SoccerSage to provide a decentralized user experience. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.